Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Hello and welcome to Beyond Monogamy. I'm Janet.
And I'm Roger.
And I'm Barb with an E.
So, Barbie, Roger, Janet, we're all here hoping that you guys are the flies on the wall that are listening to our conversation this week about our adventures, past and present. Before we get started, I want to remind everybody that if you would like to have a topic or have a question that you want to have answered, we do have a website. It is Beyond Monogamy Podcast, all one words. There's no the's in it, beyondmonogamypodcast.com. There you will find contact information to send us questions, probably some email addresses from all of us. And Mandingo, the producer, has a little tip jar set up so that if you want to give him a few nickels so that he can help us keep producing this and make this a great podcast, we'd really appreciate it. Because we don't do ads, because I don't think anybody's going to want to advertise on this show.
Well, that being said, if somebody is considering it, I can promise a thorough test. And, you know, and if it's like a toy or apparatus, you only have to send us one. I'm okay with seconds. And we will do a thorough test and thorough review. So hit us up.
Okay, so normally I ask you how your weekend was, but I'm itching to tell you both, Roger and Barbie, how my weekend was.
Thank God, because I have nothing.
Oh, I got it. Okay, so I've got stuff for us to talk about. So this last weekend, we traveled to a party. Now, what I mean by traveled is it was about 3 hours away from us. We used to go to this area for parties on a regular basis. What I mean by regular basis is there were three couples that lived in this suburb of a big city, the suburb. And these couples would take turns in terms of who was going to host a party. So that 1 month it would be at couple number one's house. The second month it would be at couple number two's house. And the third, it would be at couple number three's house. Now, these people are typically around the same age as I am, and the same age as hubby number two. Number two is a little bit older than I am. But so they're in our age group. They hosted these parties. The reason that they circulated it from one to the other is it takes a lot of work to put on a party. It takes a lot of work, a lot of wash, a lot of inconvenience for you to put the party on. So they kind of split the duties. But what it worked is that they all three invited the same group of people, typically got invited from one to the other one. Now, in our age group, as we said last week at the last podcast, the men are not playing as often, and it's not, they only got one shot. And so what you typically do to make sure that the women are active is you invite some younger men, singles, some younger bluefish. The bluefish that come to this party, they know what the rules are, and they know they're experienced. They get invited because they have followed the rules before, and they definitely don't want to get blacklisted from this party. So this couple, now we were going to them before COVID. We would try to make a party once every couple of months. We would go down there to do it. We would travel to do that. COVID hit and these parties stopped. And so again, what we did was we locked down with COVID couple, and that was it. We had parties and it was just the four of us, little bitty parties. Then when things started back up, these parties did not start back up immediately. We did get an invitation for this party. There was one in, I want to say January or February of this last year, 2024. And we traveled to go to the party. We got a hotel room. We were all set to go. And then hubby number two got sick. Sick in terms of his nose was running. He was coughing. And a decision had to be made. He says to me, "You can go to the party, Janet, and I will stay home, stay at the hotel room. I'm not doing that. Okay. I don't need a party that bad." So I said, "I'll stay with you. We will find another, we will catch the party another time." So the other couple that we were bringing to this party to introduce them, they took an Uber over. They had a great time. They played with the people we wanted to play with. And I heard all the stories. So we were sick on that last party. Then this time we got the invitation and we made the plan, found a decent hotel room. I did not want to stay at, there's a couple of other people that we know that play in that area, and they sometimes will have a room to let you stay in their room that evening so that you don't have to drive the 3.5 hours back. I didn't want to do that. So we just got a hotel room to make it easy. That way we could control when we were coming, when we were leaving. Now, this particular home, they have it set up, like I said, for parties. You walk in and there are fuck rooms everywhere. Okay. I mean, there is a couch in the living room, and then there's a nice little privacy screen, and behind it is a blow up bed couch. Okay. There is in what was the office in the front bedroom, there has been two more beds and mattresses have been pushed into there. So that you have a couch, some chairs, some beds in there. That's a little bit private. There's a little curtain there. You walk further back into the back bedroom. There are two bedrooms on the side, each of them one single bed. Every bedroom, every play area, there is a stack of washcloths. There is a stack of towels. There is a stack of puppy pads. Okay, I mean, by puppy pads, we know the women leak, all right? Sometimes when we get really excited, we have a lot of squirters, especially if you're taking the hormones, you're going to squirt or whatever. So we had those. Those are all in each room. These people are very, very experienced. The bathroom has mouthwash. The bathroom has mint. So the bathroom has also the towels and stuff. And it's obvious that if you want to rinse out in that bathroom, it's there for you. So these people know how to throw a party. Each bedroom has a little thing of lube that's sitting there. Now, I personally don't like the taste of lube, so I bring my own lube. If you're listening to this enough, you know that I bring the coconut oil with a tinge of peppermint in it. So we walk in. I have the bag ready with those things. I have pre-prepped. I'm in a nice, easy-to-pull-off dress, no underwear, flip-flops, because there's a pool in the backyard. The pool is a private pool with a hot tub. So that you can, if you want to sit in the hot tub, you can. You want to sit in the pool, you can. And then there's a little covered area that you can sit outside if you would like to sit outside. Little kitchen area. So we walk in and I get hugs immediately from the host and hostess who say, "We haven't seen you in 5 years." And they said, "We're so happy that you're here." And we get these hugs. And then in my head, I'm doing the whole, I told you I'm introverted. I'm doing the whole, they're not going to like me. They're not going to want me to be here. It's going to be, so I'm, that all is still in my stomach and in my head as I walk in, no matter how good I look, no matter how much of makeup I've got on, how much weight I've lost, how much I've worked out, I'm still in my head. thinking they're not gonna remember me. What? And so I walk in, and instantly,
Timeout. I think you're hitting on something that everybody has some version of. But I know you, and you didn't stop, and you didn't turn around. And this isn't the first time you've kind of gotten in your head. And this is so common, and it is not talked about nearly enough. How do you overcome when that anxiety is building? And I think it starts when it's time for the woman to get, you have plans to go out, you've got set plans, you may know who's there, you may not know who's going to be there, and it's time to get ready. And now it starts. How do you overcome that?
So, I'm hubby number two is with me, and like, he is my total support because he never has this. He's just like, yeah, let's go. And if they don't like you, they don't like you. It's no big deal. So he doesn't have this. He's my wingman. He's a great wingman. The person who answers the door, I have no idea who this person is. Okay. But they're nice to me and they say something. So I'm looking around for the host and hostess, and I don't see. And then out of the back bedroom. So keep in mind, this is 5:30 at night. So y'all, this is my kind of party.
Yeah.
Cause they start at 4:00. Okay. They say doors open at 4 PM and everybody's done by midnight. That's in the invitation. You know it, right? So 4 to midnight. And for me, I'm like, okay, an hour and a half is an entrance for me. Yes, I'm going to go in. And it's a bring a dish thing because we traveled. I'm bringing chocolates. So I have in my hand chocolates. The guy answers the door and says, come on in. And I step in and I recognize immediately everything is the way that it had been before. Everything is real normal. And I'm looking around and there's a couple of single bluefish that are standing there. One of them is a BBC that's 6'2", and he's well muscled and he's wearing a t-shirt and you can see the muscles through his t-shirt and he's well shaved. You can tell he's groomed well, he takes care of himself, he's smiling at me. I'm like, oh, okay, this is really nice. All right. I'm gonna be okay. And then from the hallway comes Cherie, and Cherie is the hostess of the party. And Cherie is buck naked, and she is pulling behind her another BBC that she was with just now. And you can tell that they have finished fucking, and they're coming down the hallway. And she says, Janet! Okay. And so immediately, I'm like, all right, I've got 3 or 4 single guys. I can pop up. I want to pop them right now. They're all being very nice. She is hugging me, telling me stuff. Then she goes and she gets her husband. And she says, they're here. And we come back and we drop our chocolates off in the kitchen. And immediately, this is what is the joy of my second husband. I don't have to worry about where he goes. Because he's going to go where he's going to go and he's going to have a fun time. And no longer do I have to worry about, did I try to see you? Did I try to talk to you or nothing? I'm in this world. I'm now up into this new world. And the new world is, it's a party world. And this is the time for me. When I say these are my parties, it's my party. I'm going to call this my party. Even though Cherie is hosting it, it's my party. And I'm going to make it my party. Okay. So the first thing I do is grab out. I have 2 or 3 different jars of this lube. I it's so strange, ladies. What I do is I save the jars that my face cream comes in. And when they're all empty, I just make up my coconut stuff and put it in there so that if I accidentally leave it behind, it's just face cream that I left behind or whatever. So I have these 3, I take 3 of these and I put them strategically in a couple of the bedrooms that I'm pretty sure are the ones I'm going to play in so that I don't have to hunt for them later. take my bag and put it down in the kitchen. Now, what is in my bag? An extra change of clothes in case for some reason my current dress gets trashed, which is a real possibility. I've got an extra towel in there just in case there's not enough towels, but this hostess, she had enough towels, so it's not a big deal. And so I have that bag. And then husband number two likes to take a robe with them. So, and I had a nice silk robe and he had a nice robe that we put in that bag. So that's, we put that bag underneath the table in the kitchen where everybody else's bags are. And I walk back. And so what happens at these parties also is the women run it. The men stand around like they are the wallflowers, and they're standing there. And if you want to play with somebody, you got to walk up to them and say, let's go play. And they will hover, and they'll hover and want you to choose them. And you know that they're hovering. So you are like the flower, and these guys are like the bees, okay? And you're just kind of, okay, which one of you guys am I going to choose? So I walk back and walk back into the living room, and the couple of these guys are there. Now, one of the bluefish, I recognize him because I did him 5 years ago at this party. And he gave me the bullshit line that he would never forget me. And so we're standing there and he says, do I know you? And I say, you told me you would never forget me. And you can see he's trying to go through in his head, how many women has he fucked between now and 5 years before? I have clued into everybody that I haven't been here since 5 years. So I look at him. And I say, do you remember we were in the garage? And I can tell on his face when it registers who I am, because what we had done in the garage, besides a blowjob, I gave him the best blowjob he's ever had, supposedly. Yeah, they say that to all the girls, right? I gave him the best blowjob he's ever had, but we did anal.
Well, as long as you didn't get cat hair in your mouth, we know it wasn't the worst.
Hair. Right, no cat hair. But also this one, Roger, you'll know, he remembers in his head, it registers that he is now standing in front of a woman who can do anal. And you can see that going across his face. It's like televised across the face, just like you do all the time.
I have a special place in my heart for women like you.
It's registering with this guy. And here's the thing is, I'm torn on this because I do not want to be known as the woman who does anal. That's really not what I want to be known for. I want to be known for the woman that makes you happy all around. Okay.
Don't put yourself in a box like that. I don't think you're known as the woman who does anal, more so the woman who has no boundaries.
Barbie, what do you think?
I don't even know where to begin.
The woman that makes all dreams come true.
So I can see that this is registering.
I wouldn't want that to be the primary thing either.
Exactly.
I would be like, because you are going to attract a lot of interest.
Right.
A lot. And that, I mean, it's all so, right, but I don't know.
Right. But here's the signal I'm ready to play. So I have really thick blonde hair, like blonde, freakishly white, gray, silver hair now. Okay. And so I carry my hair ties on my wrist. All right. And so I walk back. I've told this guy, I've made him think about it. And I'm going to ignore him. Okay. Because I'm going to tease you, little motherfucker, because you did not recognize me. You said you would. You said you remember it was the best blowjob or whatever. You did not recognize me. So I'm going to punish you a little bit. Okay. If I do deem to play with you, you're going to have to wait a couple of hours and watch me play with a couple of other people. So that's where I went. All right. So I put my hair up in a ponytail and I just take my hand and I put it on the chest of the 6'2" BBC guy, right? And I go, let's go back and play. And I do that right in front of the other guy. Okay. The other guy is white guy. We'll call the other guy Matt. Okay. So Matt's just standing there with his mouth open. And I just grab this BBC guy and we go back. And the back bedroom is a bigger bed and is full, is occupied, but the other bedroom right next to it is open. So I go in there and I know that I have lube sitting there. And I immediately take my dress off. I just throw it down on the floor. And this guy starts to take his clothes off. And he says, do you want the door open or shut? Very nice. You know, do I want the door open or shut? It's like, I don't care. Whatever you want. And he says, okay, we'll keep it open. No problem. He goes, but I got to tell you this much. He goes, somebody comes in here, I don't really want to share you. And I go, okay, somebody comes in here, we're not sharing. Got it. And then, you know, so then we do the whole knees on the bed, his knees on the bed facing me, I knees on the bed facing him, and I start to kiss him. All right. Now, here's what I knew I had to talk to you about this week, Roger. You guys who put on cologne, figure out where to put the cologne where I don't have to lick it and taste it, because it sucks. Okay? So if you're going to put cologne on, if you want to put this stuff on and make yourself, put it on the back of your head or something. I don't care. Put it in your hair. Okay.
On your elbows.
Maybe elbows, but I lick the elbows too, honey. Oh. So.
Okay. Glad you said this. Here, just 5 seconds here. Pro tip of the week for any guys listening. Look, I have a little bit of a hairy chest. I wouldn't say I'm a gorilla with a winter coat, but I have a little bit. So I'll spray it in the center of my chest. Nope. I'll spray it down my back, because if that's where you're at, you're in the wrong spot, and I'm going to pull you around anyway. And then I put my shirt on and I spray some on my shirt. You don't want to lick my shirt.
Right. That's great. Spray it on your shirt and then pull it off. But here's the thing is, if it seeps through into your skin, because I like to start with the kiss, and then I like to do the kiss, and then I'm going to go down to behind your ear, and I'm going to snuggle down to the neck. Yeah. Yes, like Barbie's saying. And if you put that cologne there, which this guy had, it's like...
it's and bad. Then,
I got to recover. I'm not going to spend time there. Okay. Even though that's one of your erogenous zones, most men's erogenous zones is right there snuggling and nibbling that neck stuff. It's not happening if you got that crappy cologne stuff there. Okay. Mm-mm. Yeah. So just give me a clean neck. Give me a clean skin. Because I want a canvas of clean. Because the only thing I'm going to put on there is a little bit of coconut oil maybe later down. But it's got canvas of clean. So, because I'm going to lick behind the ears, lick on the neck. And then I ask him before we start, since it's our first time, is there anything in particular you really don't want me to do that you don't like to do? And he's like, I'm pretty open to everything.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So open to everything. And here's the deal. I love hair on the chest. I also love no hair on the chest. I just love it all. Okay, so give me some curly hairs to play with. I'm going to be playing with them. Don't worry about your hair. Don't wax that shit off, okay? I like a man that's a man. And so give me some of that hair. But if it's clean wax, that's fine too. It's not a big pillar for me. So I go down and I will test and play with the nipples to see if they're sensitive. 50% of the guys don't have sensitive nipples. 50% do. They're usually going to tell you, they'll gasp if you do something there. And then you're like, okay, that's clue. So what I'm doing is playing detective right now. I'm finding the erogenous zones, playing detective, going around and slowly making myself down to, I can already see that the size of his dick is going to be fine. It's not going to be elephant snout that scares the hell out of me because it's too big and it's going to bang me. Okay. And it's good enough that it's going to be played with. So, you know, I will do that. And I played with him. I licked all the way down And I, you know, I like to start and put all of my mouth in and see how far down I can take it. And then I will do the hold on to the balls and grab the balls and just softly massage them to see what happens there. I like to lick in between where the dick is and the leg comes in, that little area there, that little tendon there. Mm-hmm. I like to lick and kiss that one because, that's fun. That's another erogenous zone. So, you know, I'm going to try and play around and find as many of these zones as possible. And then, you know, because it'd been so long for me, I was thinking, do I want to make him blow? Do I want to try and make him come in my mouth? And I was thinking, nah, it's just the beginning of the party yet. So it's like, okay, well, let's try fucking him. And so here's the thing is, ladies, now I will tell you, I am 62 years old. Okay. I usually lie and people tell people I'm 72. So they tell me what hot shit I look like for 72.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But I'm 62. So the moisture that's going to get there, because I'm not taking any hormones pills anymore, there's a little bit of moisture there. It's exciting. This is my first time back at a party, but I reach over and I grab some of that lube that I know is sitting there and I put coconut oil on there. And we start playing, and he cannot wait to put this in. But this is a very experienced man, because he does not just shove it in. Okay. He does the play with the tip around the edge and tease you a little bit and make your swell a little bit more. He does the liquid stuff. He's kissing me and he's trying to find my erogenous zones. We're skin to skin. It's wonderful, except for the stupid cologne stuff. So I'm just trying to throw that out. Okay. throw that out. Enjoy yourself. Get past it. And so then we fuck and it is a joyful, nice, slow fuck. And then it gets better and it gets better and it gets better. And I squeeze him a couple of different times. And he basically, so when he's just about ready to make me come and he can feel it, he takes his dick out. And then he jumps between my legs and starts licking me. Okay. I was like, oh my God, you teased. So it's like, you teased. I can't believe you did this. And so he teased and he got it to us screaming. And I screamed, put the dick in. Okay. So if you get to the point, you get me to that point, I am at the cusp.
Let's get her done.
Okay. So yes, get it done. So then he jumps back up on his knees and he puts it in and fucks me. And what's really good is he has listened to me enough that he's squeezing my boobs just the way that I want them to be squeezed. He's pinching on the nipples. I'm screaming, okay, because I'm coming. And I am no longer worried about how much liquid is there, because there's some liquid coming out. It's good. It's making me happy. And so I'm squeezing him and he's just, this is fantastic. And so he gets done and I get done. And I've learned I'm not going to ask him to come yet because it's too early in the party. So he gets done, he stops and he goes, I need a break. And he's laying there on the bed breathing and I'm laying there on the bed breathing. And he goes, I know we're not supposed to do this. He goes, I know that I'm not supposed to hog somebody's time. He goes, but I really want to play with you again later on tonight at the party, because that was a lot of fun. And then he says to me, how did you learn to squeeze like that? Okay. And this is my next hint. This is for the ladies that are listening to this. If you are not doing Kegels every day, you know, that's where you act like you're going to the bathroom and you're going to squeeze it off and stop and you hold it for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, then let it go. Doing those Kegels with your pussy and with your ass, you are missing a point. You are missing a beat. I'm missing a trick, because I do Kegels every day and I will do them whenever I'm thinking, whenever I'm working and sitting there and it pops into my mind, Kegels means I got to do 10 Kegels. Okay. As I'm sitting here talking to you, I got to do the Kegels, right? Just to keep it in shape. Because what happens then?
I'm 30 in fucking, already.
When you're fucking and you squeeze that guy's dick with those muscles.
Oh, yeah.
He pops. They pop. Yeah. They go, oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Because a lot of women don't do this, right?
Yeah.
You have a muscle. You need to exercise your muscle and be ready for this. They're got
and it's like
big
you're
car.
Sucking them in, like
yes.
Your vagina is sucking them in. It is. It's great.
Right. So if you talk to me about party prep. I am party prepping every day by doing my Kegels because I am going to be that person, especially if I know I'm going to a party, I'm going to do extra Kegels and get ready for it. Because then what I will do is in the middle of the sex, especially if it's getting better and better, I will squeeze it just to see what happens to his face. And then when I get that thing go across his face, that is that whole affirmation that he just felt what I did to him. It's like, I'm the queen.
It's empowering. It's empowering.
Yeah. Okay. So get done with him. Walk out. I got to go get a drink of water. All right. I put, I don't put my dress on. I go and grab the robe. I put the robe on and I walk past Matt. Hi. That was a lot of fun. Okay. too bad for you that you weren't back there. And so then, it goes on. So then we get to this point, all right, there's the party host, Cherie's husband, he in the past has had 420. He likes 420. They're both into pot. And so if I'm going to fuck him, I know I got to fuck him before he starts smoking. Okay. Because somebody who's high doesn't really perform as well as somebody who's not high. I don't care who it is who tells you that this particular pot makes the sex get better and all of this. Somebody who's high, they just don't do it as well. All right. So I walk back out. He's standing around talking. We are standing talking to other people. He's fully clothed. I'm in my robe. And I have grabbed a bottle of water. Because these guys are great. They have bottles of water just sitting out. And they have fruit snacks and stuff sitting out because they know this is a party. This is the way to do it. So we're talking to some of these other people. More people show up that I haven't seen in forever. And they are acting like they are old friends, even though I haven't seen them for 5 years. The other couple that hosts the parties on the other month shows up. I'm hugging them and talking to them. And the host, he stands next to me, and I know that's the signal that he would like to play. And I'm pretty sure I can't smell it on him. So I think, all right. And again, Matt is standing right there, and I turn to the host, Cherie's husband, and I say, you want to go play? And he goes, been waiting for you to ask. That's how it works. Okay. He's not going to ask. These guys are not going to ask. It's all run by the female. You clue into this person who you want to play with. Okay. Now I'm going to get to a part where there's an issue. But anyway, so we walk back and a couple of the rooms are occupied. And then we walk back to the very back bedroom, and it is their master bedroom. And I've got coconut oil sitting next to it. There is a bed that is a probably queen or king size bed. It has a frame around it, a frame around the top, posters, and a frame around the top. Hanging from the frame are two pieces of rope that are tied, that are little, have little hoops, like stirrups. And there is another couple that is on the bed playing. Now it's her, and it's not her husband, it's her and another single guy or whatever are playing. And so the host says, can we join you here on this side? And she's like, yes. And then he says to me, would you like to put your feet up in the stirrups? And
as a matter of fact, I would.
Okay. Now they are positioned exactly where they need to be. And they are positioned for my height, basically. Okay. I'm 5'5". So and they're adjustable. So you can adjust them if it's, shorter or longer, whatever it is that you need. So I get in and they're perfectly ready for me. I grab, swipe some of the coconut oil and put it on there. And then I am putting my feet in the straps. And I'm thinking he is going to fuck me right away. Nope. He gets a pillow, places it on the floor right below where those straps are, gets on his knees, and starts licking on me. So again, I'm like, oh, I thought you were going to do it this way, but instead you're doing something different. So I'm happy because he's taking control. He's doing this and it's going to be a lot of fun. And yes, he's done this a long time to a lot of different people. I mean, because we're all in most of the older, so most of the women, we're all in our 60s. There's a few that are a little bit younger. The only ones that are in their 30s or 40s are the single guys that are hanging around. But so he starts by licking me, and he gets it really happy. He is hitting the right spots. He knows how to tease up the side of the lips. People forget. They think, oh, you should just start out and lick that clit right away. Ooh. No, 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 no. You have to go around it and tease it and make the blood flow in. And so he does this, and then he starts making me really happy, and he makes me scream again. So I've come, and I've lost track. I come a couple of times. That's the whole joy of being a woman. And then he stands up and says, "Are you ready for me?" And I said, "Well, you made me quite ready." And then he takes off because he did this fully clothed, right? Kissing me and everything, fully clothed. I'm naked. He's fully clothed, which is kind of hot in and of itself. Then he takes his clothes all the way off, and he then fucks me. And it's pretty hard because he has not smoked yet. So I'm like, oh, this is really nice. So I'm fucking him, and he's fucking me. In walks the husband of the woman who's on the bed next to me. And we'll call him Omar. And Omar is a dark-skinned guy, okay? And Omar comes over and places his hand on my breast as I'm being fucked by the host. Now, if you visualize this, I'm white, German Irish, white, white, blonde. Okay. Omar's dark hand is going across. I know this makes a great picture because his dark wife is next to me and she's getting fucked by a white guy. So it's like joyous colors going back and forth and stuff. And it's a lot of fun. So at this point, there's five people on this bed. Okay. On and around the back. And I'm very happy. Right. So the host gets done and says to Omar, "Would you like to tag in?" And Omar says, "Yeah, but let's take her out of the stirrups. Just do it on the bed. That way she can play with my wife if she wants to." Very nice guy. Right. So I flip around. I start fucking him. And actually, I start by blowing him, which is a lot of fun. Always fun blowing the guy up, especially if you get a little bit of splooge come out. I love the pre-cum that comes out.
Oh, I do.
Get
too.
A little bit of pre-cum, and I'm doing Omar. And then but when I go down to blow him, Omar has splashed cologne around his dick area.
No.
Okay.
God.
No. You're in the middle of this joy. You're very happy. You come a couple of times, and then you run into the cologne river again. And it's like, Jesus, people, will you stop this?
Okay. I mean, why put it there? If you're planning on somebody putting their face there, why would you put...
I would just, and I know they're thinking that you want to smell
good.
No, I don't want to smell that stuff. So I stop blowing on him, and I start fucking him. I just immediately, rather than give him a great blowjob, I just start fucking him. I'm like, I'm not messing with that cologne stuff. So already, I'm out of there. I'm not going to give you the blowjob. If you want a blowjob, don't put cologne down there. Okay.
But Nia, it's the same thing with perfume. Perfume tastes like crap.
Yes,
it smells nice, and it's gonna draw me in.
Right.
But same thing, if I go to nibble and lick on your neck and taste it,
So don't put it there. If you want to put it anywhere, put it a little bit in your hair or on your t-shirt, like you said. That's it. Even then, I don't want it. Okay.
It's not soaking through the t-shirt. It's just a mist. It dries on the t-shirt.
Right.
It's just so simple. Anyway, go ahead.
The sex smell, I don't want anything to come in between me and the sex smell. I love the sex smell, right?
Exactly. I do too.
I don't know where the host has gone. Okay. And I'm then doing Omar, and his wife is being done by this guy. Another couple walks in, and he's a little younger, and he says, I want you guys to all meet Jamie. And he says, Jamie, meet the rest of the crew. And we all like, hello, okay? We're still fucking, right?
Yeah, and we're busy.
He goes, this is Jamie's first party, okay?
Oh, really?
Right. So really, we have a princess now. And I just said, oh, joy, you're the princess. And she goes, what does that mean? I go, it means that you get to do whatever you want to do, honey. Okay. And she goes, well, what I really want to do is I want to lick her. And she points to Omar's wife. Okay. The dark skinned lady. And Omar's wife is on the bed. And the guy that's there gets up and says, be my guest.
Yeah.
So he exits out, and in comes her, and she starts doing Omar's wife. And then the guy that had brought her in, he starts fucking her from behind. Okay. In my head, I'm trying to stay concentrated on being fucked by Omar still. All right. And then what happens is another person walks into the room, and that person is a guy that I have avoided at these parties for the last, the last time I saw him was 5 years ago. But when I was going to these parties before, I never wanted to do this guy. I have no interest in doing him. He is a big, fat, German type guy that is ugly and when I mean ugly, he's mean. He just seems mean. He doesn't smile at all. He doesn't talk to me at all. He's a jerk. And I can see it in my head. And I have always wanted to stay away from him. And this guy is he's the hover, the guy that sits around the party and just around the other outside. I have no desire to do this guy. And so immediately the panic buttons are going off inside of me.
I'm just picturing Fat Bastard from Austin Powers. Except he's Scottish and not German, but get a load of that filly.
So I have a Fat Bastard story to tell. This guy was not as bad as Fat Bastard. This guy is the German commandant at the Nazi camp. Okay. That's what this guy is. And he just, and I don't. I just have no inclination to do him. And so immediately in my head, it's like, please don't come over here. Please don't come over here. Please don't even ask. Because I know that if he asks, I have Barbie on my shoulder telling me, damn it, if you don't want to do him, just do it. Okay. So Barbie pops on my shoulder, right?
That's right.
Sometimes she pops in a devil's thing. Sometimes she pops in an angel's thing. But she's like, if he comes over and tries to touch you, tell him no or get out. Okay. So Barbie is now yelling in my ear.
You're visiting with me.
So he comes over and he lays his hand on me. And then I gotta bless Omar because he sees the look on my face and he just reaches up and touches the guy and he goes, not now.
Oh,
my gosh. Somebody in the puppy pile has figured out that I don't want to do this guy. And he's reading right now immediately what my feelings are. I'm just like, I love Omar and his wife. I've just met him. I love him. Okay.
Right.
So I'm playing with Omar, and then the guy that brought Jamie, he comes over and says, can I join in? Is it okay if I join in? And I looked at Omar and I go, are you ready to have a break? And he says, yeah, I'm good with that. And he goes, "Is it okay if I just lay here?" I was like, "Please do. Because you know, I'm thinking this is my guard. I'm so
this is my happy. Buffer. Could you be a but? Could you lay right here? Be
and
my
so
buffer."
He lays at the end of the bed and he watches as Jamie's guy, guest guy, starts fucking me. And this guy's got a chest that goes forever. He's a white guy. He's a little bit smaller. He's really athletic. So he starts to fuck me and he gets me in an angle where he hits my cervix and he hurts it. And so he pulls it and I say to him, "Oh," and he goes,
easy.
And he stops and I go, "I have a cervix." And I said, "For some reason, that angle is just not working." And he goes, "Okay, let's adjust." And this is in my head, I'm thinking I'm going to turn this guy completely off by telling him this. His reaction was so sexually intelligent that he goes, "All right, let's adjust." And then he goes, "I'm going to let you come to me." And he goes, "I'm just going to sit here and you come to me." So I wrap my legs around him and I rock myself into him. And I basically fuck him like I'm fucking a toy. Okay. And he's loving it. And his hips start to go back and forth. And we start swinging. My legs are, if you can imagine that koala bear thing hanging off of the tree in Australia, I'm that. I'm hanging off of this guy. And I am fucking him and rocking it back and forth. And then I start doing the Kegels. And he goes, "Oh my God, where did you learn to do that?" And he's like, "That's amazing." So I am like empowered because this guy is recognizing that I have worked out and done this and he's very happy for me. And I'm very happy in this situation. And I say to him, "You know, besides having a great chest, you are sexually intelligent." And, Omar's wife is leaning next to me. She goes, "What does that mean?" I go, "It means that he is listening to what I say and he's doing what I want." And I said, "That's all I want from a guy." She goes, "I'm going to use that line." And she goes, "Everybody here on this in this bed is sexually intelligent." And we're like, "Yay!" Okay. And so he's having a great time fucking. He's telling me how great it is. And then he stops for a second and he goes, "Well, what would you like to do?" And I go, "I want to show Jamie." I said, I want to get Jamie over here on the stirrups and I want to eat Jamie out. And you can see his dick just gets three times as hard. Okay. He's just really happy. And all the guys on the bed are like, "What? Okay. What does she want to do?" And so they bring the new girl over. And this is my total. I love this. This makes me so happy to do this for somebody else. Giving a blowjob makes me really happy. Licking out another woman and making her scream and come makes me happy. And so we put her up.
Oh, in the I stirrups. Thought you meant priming the new girl. Okay,
no,
never mind.
No. This is beyond priming. What it is this is the competition where Janet is going to show these guys that she does it better than they do. Okay. And so I'm like, "I'm going to show this new girl. I'm going to show her what it is. And so we get her up in the stirrups and I tell Omar, I go, "Here's the deal. I'm going to do this, but I am not the type of person that likes to be bothered by somebody else while I'm doing somebody else. So your job is to stop any of these guys that are going to come from behind and want to fuck me while I'm doing her. Cause I cannot concentrate on two things. I am not this woman that can do the spit roast thing. I know it's not for me. I want one task at a time and nobody be fucking around with me from behind. Cause then I gotta worry about whether or not the rhythm is right with that. No, 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 no. I need to concentrate here on this masterpiece that I'm about to do."
Have you made Omar come at this point?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Omar,
cause I'm sitting here. I'm going to throw a flag on the play here. Cause I'm sitting here like, well, that's just nearly bullshit. I mean, how am I just supposed to stand there and watch this just 2 feet in front of me and just keep my hands off of you and keep everybody else's hands off, but me, including
no,
mine?
No, I've made I'm sorry. I've omitted that from the story. In the middle of everything, right before he tagged out to the other guy, I had made him come. Okay. So I had made him come. And it wasn't from a blowjob because of the cologne. But I had made him come. And
flag
so
overruled.
Omar is laying there happy on the side of the bed. And I say, you need to run interference for me. Okay. For everybody that's listening, Barbie has to leave. So she's going to have to listen to the rest of the recording.
Oh no.
Yes, it's okay. You can listen to
I
the rest of
wasn't
the
gonna
story.
say it. I was just gonna
It's
exit
okay.
silently.
All
But
right. So exit silently,
I
but
love
you'll listen to
y'all.
the rest. Love
I
you
can't
too.
wait. Can't wait.
Okay. So I start with this woman. She's up on the stirrups, and I do this thing when I eat out a woman, which is the alphabet. Okay, so I will start out, and I know that licking on the clit at first is not what you should do, and so you should do all around the lips and all around the edges. And so I will start out and do an A around the edge, and the only time I touch the clit is when I do the middle part of the A. Going across, and I'll just lick across at once. And then I'll do the B around the lips with just the middle part of the B being the clit. And so I will do the alphabet and only sometimes hit the clit. The rest of the time, I am looking around. And I will do the alphabet up to about G. And then I will put my lips over the clit, like in a suction, and suck on it like I'm sucking on a dick. And just suck on it and lick it, and suck on it and lick it. And this woman is moaning. Okay. So she is affirming that what I'm doing is right.
God, I want a pussy of my own just so I can have you go down on me. Oh my God. Anyway, okay, I'm sorry.
She's
Go ahead.
saying she's so I and then I go on and I do HIJ and other stuff, and I get to like somewhere around L or M, and then I do some more suction again, and I get all the way through the alphabet, and then what I'm doing is major suction and major licking on the clit so that it is getting rock hard. I can feel it in there, and then I take one finger and I shove it in her pussy, and I just play with the top where the G spot is.
Right.
And he says, "I'm a squirter, I'm a squirter." And I stop for a second and I go, "That's fine with me, honey. I'll clean it up." And then I start again. And then she squirts all over everything. And she squirts and she's happy. And then she does the tap out move. But here during this time period, four different guys tried to fuck me from behind. Omar had to stop four different guys run interference.
Oh my God.
So that was fun. And what really made me very happy is afterward, as we're getting ready to leave, now we left the party about 9 o'clock. Hubby says he's tired. I am tired. I've made her come. I do go back and play with Matt because I can tease him, but I'm not going to punish him that much. I do, after I'm done with the orgy, I do grab Matt, and actually he comes into the orgy room, and I do him while we're in the orgy room. And he does fuck me from behind, and he's very happy. And he comes inside of me, fucking me from behind. So life is complete. I've allowed this guy off the hook, and I'm done teasing him. I gave him the ass, so he's really happy. Everybody else is happy. Jamie gets up, and she says, "I know this was my first party and everything, and I want to thank you." And she goes, "I've never had a woman do that to me that way." And she said, "It's the best I've ever had." Which makes me happy inside. Even if you're lying, I don't care. You've just told me what makes me really happy. It's the best I've ever had. So it's like, okay, I'm happy.
That's awesome.
Now, I mean, I have more stuff to talk about from the party, but I know I'm going long, so I'm going to let you ask more questions if you want to. I met another person there. That I had met them, him and his partner, wife, girlfriend, I don't know. We'd met them about 5 years ago, as well at the parties. He heard that I'm doing a podcast, and he began to tell me a story about Cap d'Agde, which is the biggest swinger community in southern France, and it swells to 35,000 people. Typically, in the middle of summer in France, 35,000 to 40,000 swingers typically go there. And he had some stories of his experiences there. And so he's asked if he could be a guest on there, on the podcast. I don't know him like I know Barbie, but I think at some point, if somebody wants to talk on it and they have some good stories, maybe we should have more guests on here as well.
Kind of always
tired of hearing mine.
I'm always interested in a well-articulated perspective and, right. and, you know, adventure. I, you know, if I was just going to answer with a story, we didn't go out. It was quiet weekend, stayed at home, just, did some house project, like, so boring. That's not for this podcast. I'll say one. So, you know, one thing that's interesting is the dynamic of this party that you were at and the women driving it. And I agree to an extent. I know that dynamic. And the great thing about it is if you were just down for good sex, then that's a great party to be at, because there's nearly a certain level of consent by accepting the invitation and being right. there. And that's what's great about it. When we were kind of first getting started and frequenting this main party, got to know the host real well, and we were probably one of his primaries at that point. And it's because between us and the one or two other couples that were kind of his primary, it like the social hour would get like, okay, we've checked this box, it's time to transition. And I know anybody who's been to some house parties has just been in that, stuck in that holding pattern. Just will and if you're new and you're kind of just unsure, you're kind of like, okay, well, I mean, people are gonna think we're whores if we're the first ones in there fucking. No, everybody is waiting for somebody to start it anyway, and that was just us, and we didn't have a problem with that. But you know, and so when you have a main house party you're going to, it's great. There's a lot of familiar faces and it's great to see them. And it's always great to see a new face. And
right.
Here's this hot little brunette, and she's standing over, and I don't know why this popped in my head, because at first I was sitting here like, okay, I know how to pick women up in a bar, but this isn't picking women up in a bar. But, you know, you got to have some kind of icebreaker to get a conversation started or something. And I had had one or two drinks. And I was ready for a refill. And I was like, well, I'm going to try this, and it'll either be really fucking stupid, or, I mean, oh, there's no way it'll work. It's going to be really stupid, but it'll be funny. Here we go. And so, because she was standing at the counter, and right behind her was kind of several bottles of liquor, and it was mine. And I walked over, and, you know, and she's expecting me to say something, like I'm walking up to talk to her. And I pretended like, well, I mean, I was, but I pretended like, oh, I just need a refill.
I'm here for the drinks.
and she went to move, like, oh, my bad. And she went to move, and I grabbed her and put her back. And I was like, you don't need to move. I can reach. And I stepped in really close and had my arms around her, pouring my drink, and never said like a word. And I'm smiling, and she knows it, and I like leaned in like real close, like around her neck, and like, oh, I just don't want to overflow it, and, you know. I mean either this is so slick, or it is just absolutely the most cheesiest fucking thing I have ever done. And like, I mean, this would never fucking work in a bar. This would never work. This would never work anywhere. Let's just be honest. She
works at a party.
Oh gosh, she ate it up. We ended up in a playroom, and she had her eyes set on me. It sealed the deal, and we ended up in a playroom. I fucked the shit out of her. It was great. And I am like, that shit would never work anywhere else. That is the dumbest shit ever. Anyway.
When I saw this guy was at the party, it registered. As I walked in, I saw him sitting over there in the kitchen. And I was like, oh no, the German's here. You know, and in my head is like, I'll just avoid him. Because I'm pretty good at avoiding. But when you're in the middle of the orgy pile and that person comes walking in, I do not want to stop the vibe just to tell this person that I don't want to do it. Okay. But so at the same time, so he easily walked away based upon what Omar said. And it was wonderful to have two new people that I had never met before read me enough to realize, number one, that yes, I needed something a little bit different because I had a cervix, and he didn't tell me, you stupid person, I'm not going to fuck you anymore because, you know, you won't take it all. Instead, he just adjusted and asked me what would help and how could I do this. And he was wonderful. So he was wonderful. And then Omar was wonderful in terms of this guy became my protector, which was really nice. And you don't think you need it, but if you got a dick in your mouth and a dick in your pussy, you can't exactly tell the other person who's standing there no.
You got to be able to read your partner, and especially in a group room. I mean, we can talk more about it, but solo, you know, if you're, there's different sizes dicks, and there's different, I want to say different size pussies. I don't know.
There is.
That sometimes that cervix isn't so deep. I think that's how I want to say it. And so, you know, you got to know if you hit it and it hurts. It's kind of like somebody thumping your balls. But, you know, I want the woman to know, hey, well, give us the benefit of the doubt that maybe it wasn't intentional. Right. But the woman, if that hurts, speak up. Nobody's here to hurt you. That's a
right.
That's a different kind of party. I don't like playing slap ass.
I get in my head. Sometimes I get in my head and then I just let it go.
But the you know, is all you have to do is say something. And if the partner is just worth a shit, it'd be just like this guy. Here, let's adjust. I don't want to hurt you. So let's adjust.
I said I'm semi-retired, and I really am. This is the first time I've been to this size of a party in 5 years. And so I probably am not going to go to another one until maybe this fall.
I was going to say, yeah, okay. George Foreman tried to retire from boxing like four times.
It was wonderful. I did forget Sunday was sore pussy Sunday. I did soak in the tub with Epsom salts a lot. Not only was it sore pussy Sunday, it was inner thighs, things that I mean, I do yoga and I do some stuff in yoga that makes it a lot better doing. Trust me, ladies, if you do, just grab yoga on the YouTube and grab some stuff. They'll be teaching you the happy baby and the straddle move and some other things. Those moves are great to have for fucking. Okay. I had some sore muscles on Sunday and I definitely had sore pussy Sunday. So it was a sign that yes, Saturday night was a great night for me. And for me, starting at 5:15 and ending at 9 was perfect. Cause it's about all the time I need.
That's so great.
All right. So
yeah,
I think we've taken up a lot of time this time.
Probably a good place to stop.
Good place to stop. For all you flies on the wall, again, if you want to go and leave us more questions, go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Roger's email will be up there. My email is there. We will answer anything that you have. Tell your friends. We want more flies on the wall. We want this to be a good experience for everybody, and we sure as hell don't want to bore you. So come up with new topics or questions for us, and we'll be happy to answer them. We don't even have to say your name if you want to stay anonymous. It's great. Just send them to us, and we'll answer them and talk. And next time, I'm sure we'll have lots more stories for you.
If you want to be anonymous and be known as something, then give us your little code name. I mean, you know, just like that email is spit roast with us. You're not going to know unless I actually email you, the name pops up. But yeah, give us a name to refer to you as. Let's address the question. That'll be a great talking point. Hit us up.
Okay. So until next time, and again, go and tip Mandingo if you feel like it. Thanks.
Just the tip. Bye-bye.
Just the tip. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.